From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Voting has begun. Polls have opened in Russia's Far East regions for the presidential election. President Vladimir Putin is seeking a fourth term in the Kremlin, with Putin guaranteed to win another term despite facing seven challengers. Authorities are conducting get-out-the-vote efforts to ensure a good turnout. The elections have been advertised on all types of media, but that hasn't convinced every Russian resident, like this woman.
Понятно, кто уже будет президентом, да? Но
She says it's clear who the president will be. Politics is politics, and we ordinary people are far from it. So it doesn't really matter if a person votes or not. Putin's closest rival, Alexei Navalny, was disqualified from running in the election when he was convicted of embezzlement in December, which he says was politically motivated. Voting started at 8 a.m. Sunday. British Prime Minister Theresa May responded Saturday after Russia announced it's expelling 23 British diplomats. This follows Britain's decision to expel the same amount of Russian diplomats.
In light of their previous behavior, we anticipated a response of this kind, and we will consider our next steps in the coming days alongside our allies and partners.
May and other high-level officials have accused the Kremlin of orchestrating a nerve toxin attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in southern England. Russia said its moves Saturday were in response to Britain's provocative actions and baseless accusations. We have much more on this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Criticized publicly for months by United States President Donald Trump, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was fired late Friday. He also has kept detailed memos of his interactions with the president, according to several media reports on Saturday. McCabe, who Trump has criticized for alleged political bias, was set to retire Sunday. The Justice Department Inspector General found that McCabe had made an unauthorized disclosure to the news media and lacked candor, including under oath, on multiple occasions. Turkey's military has rejected allegations it bombed a hospital in Afrin in northwestern Syria, tweeting photos of the building intact. On Friday, a YPG official and Syrian Observatory for Human Rights spokesperson reported an airstrike on the hospital, killing 16 people. This comes as the United Nations expressed concern Friday about the plight of civilians in Syria. VOA correspondent Miryama Diallo reports.
Turkish and allied rebel forces shelled the northern Kurdish-held town of Afrin earlier this week. Meanwhile, airstrikes killed scores of people in eastern Ghouta, a war monitor said. Addressing the United Nations Security Council in a video briefing Friday, the UN Special Envoy for Syria said he hopes the six-day ceasefire in the city of Douma holds, but he also warns that violence has escalated elsewhere.
It is not being replicated, for instance, the rest of Eastern Ghouta or elsewhere, and it is extremely fragile.
Syrian troops have been on the offensive in the Eastern Ghouta area for 3 weeks, a campaign that has reportedly killed 1,300 civilians. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
3 days of talks between North Korea and Swedish foreign ministers concluded on Saturday. The meetings could lead to yet another meeting, but this time between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A Swedish foreign ministry statement said Sweden underlined the need for North Korea to dismantle its nuclear arms and missiles program in line with several Security Council resolutions. Friday, Swedish U.N. Ambassador Olaf Skoog spoke from the United Nations about the meeting between the two countries.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now, and if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
Friday, President Trump reaffirmed his plan to meet with Kim Jong-un by the end of May. And President Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan has formally invited Pakistan's prime minister to visit Kabul. We have much more on this story on VOAnews.com. For now, I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.